What's occurring?
Welcome to season 3 of our guessing game quiz. Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, I'm so glad it's back.
I've missed this.
Yeah, it's been 2 days.
72 hours.
Yeah. And this is the beginning of season 3 of our What's Occurring, which you can now hear every day at 5:25 on your way home. Play along. If you are on your way home right now on 81199. Three situations, you just tell me what happens next. Here's the first one.
Oh, what's occurring?
Are we starting afresh now because it's a new season?
Yeah.
Alright, good. I'm scared to talk now after what your friend said.
Scared to talk. Okay, here's your
You're
first
situation.
You're
already making excuses.
You just hear the saliva in your mouth, he loves it. Okay, you know Russell Brand?
Yep.
People didn't really know how to take him, did they, when he was doing the MTV VMA Awards?
That's right.
But Katy Perry absolutely loved you. Remember what she was saying last week?
Not absolutely. I mean, you know.
Not as right. much as she loved you too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but she still quite liked him.
Yeah.
People do find him really attractive, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that?
Yes.
What is it?
What is it, please? Because I don't really know.
I don't know. It's mesmerising.
If you ask most girls,
I don't think they can tell you why.
They just do. There's something about him. He gives off some kind of vibe.
No, really not.
Just an aura he gives off.
Can he make you laugh?
Probably.
Where do you get it?
Yeah.
Right. Actually, that's today's question.
I win.
We asked 10 people on the street, would Russell Brand get it? I love when we go on the street. Okay, how many would say yes? Chappers.
Oh, that's a difficult one. Just 10 people.
Yeah.
Six.
Six people says yes, Russell Brand would get it, yeah?
Seven.
Becky.
Depends on many men and women. Eight.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We went onto the streets of Great Britain and asked, would Russell Brand get it? Yes or no?
Would you go there?
Yes.
Straight up, he's so fit. I'd go there.
Would he get it?
No, I wouldn't. Because I think he seems not to be very kind. So I wouldn't sleep with him at all.
He would get it. He's quite charming.
Would he get it?
No.
Russell Brown? Brow or something like that. Yeah, I recognise him. I would. Not a doubt.
No, I don't really think he'd stop talking in bed, and that's quite off-putting for me.
Yeah, definitely. I like them a bit on the rough side.
Not really. So I've heard like loads of stories about him, like what he's got and everything.
Russell Brand. I imagine he would be good at it. If I was, I definitely would.
I would say yes, but like it would kind of be like the fact that he goes there with everyone kind of thing. So I'd kind of like be a bit no, because it's like I don't know what you have, but kind of thing. But I'm gonna say it because if he's been like around the block a few times, it's like. But no, he's really fit. So if he offered it to me, I'd probably be like yes.
Right. So she's like, yeah, definitely. Actually, no.
So did she get a bleep and then a bleep again?
Yeah, she couldn't make up her mind. Loved her.
I would say yes, but like he kind of goes there with everyone kind of thing. So I'd kind of like be a bit no. No, he is really fit. So if he offered it to me, I'd probably be like yes.
Sounds like
new but yeah but 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 new because I'd never even had sex apart from that one time 8 months ago.
I would say yes, but like he kind of goes there with everyone kind of thing. So I'd kind of like be a bit no.
New but year but new but.
Also, we need to clear this one up.
Not really, because I've heard like loads of stories about him, like what he's got and everything.
Obviously, she means the things he's got, like massive house, fortune, money, loads of girlfriends at his beck and call.
And didn't he used to have that mouse that lived in his hair? Oh, that was weird.
Okay, have you just made that up?
No, that's true. It's
no.
And everything. For about a year, he had a mouse that lived in his hair, and
that's
it used to, like, poo on his shoulders and stuff. It is.
No.
Well, he says it's true. Yeah. I can't.
He's winding you up.
I think that's...
You'd just fall for any of his lines, wouldn't you?
No, seriously, for a whole year, he had a mouse in his hair.
Yeah.
No, really
not. Want to come back and see the mouse that lives in my hair. Oh, yeah.
So, I've completely forgotten what the... I think it was six.
A strong start from
well,
you.
Well, it was difficult because she kept changing her mind at the end. But you said six, so I'll let you have that one. Well done, Chappers. One to Chappers.
Bring it on.
Nothing to Becky yet.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Really getting into this Quizmaster, aren't you?
I'm enjoying this.
Kind of stood up for this and everything.
Okay, next situation on Oh, What's Occurring? Play along at home. 8-1-1-9. You know Chris Moyles?
Yes. Would he get it? Is this...
We asked 10 people, which Chris Moyles... No, he didn't. Do you know where he is at the moment, Chris Moyles?
Oh.
Think about it.
He's somewhere else, isn't he?
Yeah, not...
He's abroad somewhere,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah. Warmer.
Is it... is it New York?
No. Oh, you're hot now.
Boston.
Texas?
No. He's in Los Angeles.
Oh. That's it.
Yeah. Every day this week. But how many times do you think Chris and the team said the word LA on this morning's show? Becky.
Not Los Angeles, just LA.
LA, yeah.
20.
20 times.
1,487.
So, you're saying
1,487.
Yeah, and Becky, you're saying
20.
Okay. A little bit different. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Chris Moyles. In case you didn't know, he's in LA.
Daily podcast of this show every day this week because we're live from LA. We've got more material than we normally have.
Dude in this LA.
Photos online of our little trip to LA. You just go and watch the video of Dave looking like a moron where he's driving around in a baseball cap with LAPD written on it.
Robbie Williams now lives in LA.
If you go to LA, book tickets.
LA, the Four Seasons Hotel in LA.
Just pretend you're in LA. I haven't been to LA for 5 years. LA Galaxy, LA, then back to LA.
LA Galaxy.
For LA.
Yeah, you're in LA, Chris.
LA. LA. LA.
Oh, man.
LA, LA. I've always wanted to go to LA. To LA, to LA. I went to LA, LA. In LA, LA. Because he's here in LA.
LA.
We're in LA. And we're live from LA. Anybody's been to LA? Especially after the dross we've been listening to in LA. We're in LA. In LA. In LA.
We are doing a show from LA.
By the way, everything in LA closes... I'll tell you that story later. It's nighttime here in LA. Everything in LA closes at 2.
Well, I went to LA last year and saw Right Said Fred.
Gotta love Dave and his anecdotes.
Another winner. Can't wait for him to tell me that one a little bit more when he gets back and embellish
surprise,
on that.
Surprised they didn't make it to their daily trailer that gets played all day. I went to LA last year and met Right Said Fred, the Chris Moyles Show. So, LA was mentioned 43 times.
43?
43 times on this morning's show.
Oh! What's occurring?
Who gets that one right then?
Becky.
Yeah. See, Callum says I got that tactically wrong. I should have gone for 21 when Becky said 20 and not 1,487.
Yeah.
I'm such an idiot.
Yeah.
Sorry, Callum.
Right, next one. Oh, everyone's saying it is true about Russell Brand having a mouse
living
in his hand.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know it's in his book, but did he really? Anyway, next situation on Oh, What's Occurring? You know Chris Moyles?
Yes.
He's in LA.
Right.
Is he?
Yeah. In a hotel.
Everybody's keeping that quiet.
But do you think he uses his own name to check in? You know, like famous people, they sometimes use a different name when they check in at the hotel. Do you think Chris Moyles has a showbiz false name? How long did it take before I finally got through to his room in LA? Chappers.
Oh, 14 seconds.
Chappers are saying 14. Becky.
15 seconds.
Ooh, there she goes again.
Oh, Callum will like that. He'll be texting back now. Brilliant tactics, Becky. Brilliant.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me trying to get through to Chris Moore's room in Los Angeles.
Good morning.
I messaged you.
Hello, could you put me through to Chris Moyles' room, please?
Chris
Moyles.
Give me 1 second. Do you know the room number, sir?
I don't, actually. I just know his name, Chris Moyles. He's a colleague of mine.
Okay.
Do you have that there?
No, I don't have that.
Have you probably seen him? I mean, he is in LA at the moment.
Uh-huh.
Have you, do you know him?
No.
Moylesy?
No.
Because he does sometimes go under another name.
What's the other name you think, sir?
Willie Stroker.
Willie Stroker, I don't have any name with the W. I don't have any with name with the M.
Okay, then, he sometimes checks in as Reverend Legover.
Reverend Legover.
Reverend Legover.
No, I don't have either. With the L.
He does have a girl with him. She has checked in as well, I think.
Uh-huh.
And her name is Rachel Jones. She speaks a bit like this.
No, I don't have either.
She may have checked in under the name Sigourney Beaver.
Sigourney Beaver. No, I haven't.
So no Sigourney Beaver there, no?
No Beaver.
Okay, I have one more name that she may go under.
Which one, sir?
Barbara Easy Shag.
Easy Shag, I don't have. Easy Shag with the E, no, I don't have any name with the Easy.
No Easy, no Shag?
No.
Could you look up Ivana Humperlot?
Ivana Humperlot. With the H.
Hump a lot, yeah.
See, I don't know, none of his name is...
No Humperlot.
No.
Maybe I'll try later, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for your help. Can you tell the one that doesn't speak spent the weekend watching Carry On Friends? Matron! Right, no one wins that one because I didn't get through to his room.
So right.
No one gets a point. So
he was very helpful, though, wasn't he?
He was very helpful. I've got a call in an hour, and apparently Barbara Easy Shag, Ivana Humperlot,
Sigourney Beaver.
Sigourney Beaver, they're all going to be there. Who won?
It was a draw, wasn't it?
It was a draw. Congratulations. More I Was Occurring tomorrow, 5:25. You love it. Radio 1.